Position clear then you are super. What is more or what is better? I don't know what I mean. What is excellent in presenting? What is super? And then I always say super excellent. So you know in English, Nigerian English is different from other languages. We want to, you know, then the highest of these things, quality is excellent. But because you feel excellent are not super excellent, so you just add super to it. Don't do that for English people. You don't understand what is super excellent. All they understand is excellent is the highest in grade. So super excellent is in the course of putting forward your own argument, you let us into the argument of your opponent. At the long run, you told us reasons why we shouldn't believe your opponent, despite putting up argument for him. Finally, you're not telling us that. These are the arguments that superseded is. With that, seriously, no examiner will be confused. So our aim is not to convince the examiner. No. Our aim is not to impress him. No. At the same time, our aim is not to confuse him. Our aim is to make him enjoy what he's about to read. It's only when an examiner enjoys your work that you get good points. Even if you use good grammar, this and he doesn't enjoy it. So that's why they flow, that's why they always emphasize that linking word. Because you can't know the beauty of a link of linking word until you remove it from your writing. Just remove everywhere you use linking word, remove it. Now read through again. It's so boring. So boring. So what our own interest is to make him enjoy his day. You know, there are some write-ups that you read. I wish I can continue to read something like this every day. So that's our own aim. Now let's come back to our discuss both views and give opinion. Discuss both views. That's the one view two and give opinion. This argue for and against is the same thing as argue for and against. You've been told to do things for and against. And definitely this discuss both of you and give your opinion is the first view will be for and second view for against. Most times. So now this is the same with this. You don't need to write over that. We have the only difference that you now ask you to give your opinion. And the question will now be that after all, you didn't ask me to give my opinion. I'll just discuss both views and I will discuss I can be for and I will leave it like that. If you do that, you are sitting on fire. Because you get band 5. Everybody ask us your opinion. You two put it in your brain now. Put it in your brain. You are watching a movie. Like that, 24. Mm-hmm. People that watch 24 up to the 9th or 10th. Is it 9 seasons? Imagine you. Why did you stick to your TV till you got to 9? Because you are thinking, where will they nail this thing eventually? You know the story already. The story is crime. And somebody unraveling the crime, we know that. So I could have said, crime, no, 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 and I would leave. Please, don't mind my Yoruba. It's part of me, you know. I'll be trying to complain, but particularly right now, I'm not official. This is not official. So we watch that thing till the end because we want to know what will be the producer's opinion. So for any writer, you must have the reason why you are writing it. And that reason is your opinion. So you will give opinion. Yeah, argue for or against. Argue for or against. Or against. Meaning that you have been asked to talk about just one position. You need to be clear about these things. You have been asked to talk about one position. Argue for or against. Now, I want to turn it to talking about both views. The moment you do that, you talk about both views, and you not give that particular place that you use in turning into this question. There is a particular thing we learn that will turn this to this. Immediately you miss giving it, you cannot pass that exam. Though you've argued for or against and against. You've done that. But if you do that, this is what you have done. There is a clause that will make this to be this. That cross is very, very essential. If you don't put it on your phone, and you don't get, even if you write it well, the intention, what will be at the back of the mind of that examiner is, we did not understand the question. Because the question is, argue for. But unexpectedly, he wants to see one argument. Now you are putting two arguments. It's confused already. What is confused? Let's put ourselves in their shoes. Because those are yes, they are making money. They are speaking people. I know. But before you tell them that they are stupid, you seriously put yourself in their position. They ask you argument for or against. So you wrote both sides and you left. You think the person, you mark it well for the person. Yeah, because, sure, ordinarily I wouldn't have marked it at all. Because you miss the question outrightly. But to be fair with you, they will still mark and they'll give probably 5 or 5.5. And I wrote that thing very well. Yes, but you miss the question. It's just like they tell you, question 1 is compulsory in our school exam. And you didn't do question 1. Answer 4. Question 1, you didn't do number 1, which is compulsory. What do you answer 4? You are the mercy of the examiner. In short, one of the lecturer told me, when I was one point, was what they told them from the academic board was, if you have any compulsory question and the person did not mark it, the compulsory usually is 30 marks. Mark the whole 4 that person did. Then, anyone that you like, strike it out. He said, most of them now, they will strike out the one you had highest mark. You are left with 3. If it's just like that, it would have been good. Then you have additional penalty. That 30 mark, deduct it from what is left. It's not wickedness, because you didn't listen to the instructions. An instruction follows, it takes 50% of the exam. So the instruction is 50% of the exam. So they are penalizing you, you don't go and take that course because you have failed to listen to instruction. That's why anytime you want to write, number 1 is compulsory. Go and check. They will make it to be bold. So that it will be so conspicuous that you don't tell me that because you are not using glasses, like, no, not like. That's where we are going. Anyway, let's come back. So I won't go and commit more. We'll get, you know, it's a gender. Because I said trust, I didn't use the language I used last time. Now you are going to. So I saw you that. So, extent of agreement or disagreement. Agreement is an extent. Here, 2 things to note. Just the same thing for this. Extent of the agreement or extent of the disagreement. 1. But we want to turn it to 2, that same cross. Is what we are using here. The second thing that is very, very germane to this is this word. Most people, that's because we don't even need to be here on the table. Seriously, I'm telling you based on practical experience. I do essay words. Yeah, you know that I call it essay. But I still have time to do it. And I still do more. Sure, I don't reject. I want to send my essay, send it. If I can't do it, I'll send it to another person. I know he's competent. He let me do it. So then you send the score, I will just reduce from the score, probably 0.5. Mm-hmm. Just to be on the average. People, when you see extent of, if you are not going to give questions to most people, you will pick the question yourself. Now, please let me review this. You now put extent, and the whole of the work, the first thing I was going to look is, where is extent? Where is, before I read it, where is the extent? Where is the extent? I like this because they don't give me stress. Where is the extent? Where is the extent? Where is the no extent? Bad 5. I won't even read bad 5. No extent now. So what is she? You don't there's nothing that what is she? So bad 5. You know what is she now? But this extent that you're talking about is just one word. The only thing I strongly agree. I moderately agree. I partially agree. that is the fascia, moderate, strongly, completely. Those are the words. Kí ló lọ fọyín wá nìyí? Òbí sí torí kò mọ ní ọ. Wọ́n yí mọ́ torí kò mọ̀ ọ́mọ wọn rẹ̀ náà. Torí kò mọ ní kò yẹ kó lọ fi sí. Extent. The difference between this essay type and this essay type is the extent. If they are not different, they will make them two types of essay. This one is agree or disagree. Are you agree or disagree? I don't want to know whether you moderately agree. Do you agree or disagree? Yes, I agree. Hey, but don't worry. You know when you ask yes or no question. Do you agree or disagree? I agree. Hey, what I want to show you is okay, okay. It's a way of loving people. Like, okay, do you think this thing is good or bad? Is it good or bad? You know what our friends used to do. Is it good or bad? Shut up. Is it good or bad? You know me, it's bad, but shh, it's bad. Come here. Like that. Your woman knows that you have points, but she doesn't want to hear the point. It's bad at me, come here. So that's this. Is it you agree or disagree? I agree. This word, extent, you must put it. Then you will introduce that cross as well. Let's go here. Agree or disagree? They are not asking of extent. When you put extent, they will not penalize you. Because it's still within the confines of your agreement or disagreement. Yeah. But I advise you to put extent. Just I agree. I agree. Or you know, it's even robbery. It's robbery. That they go on to use for us. That's in that. I moderately agree with that. Will you marry me? Yes,
boys.
Is that you are marrying me or you are not marrying me? But you know people, they have a way of trying to corner us. Then positive or negative? Is it positive or negative? They can tell you is it positive or negative. They can tell you discuss both positive and negative side. That one is straightforward. When it's positive or negative, the same thing applies. Yeah, what is that cross? That cross I've been talking about, that will turn every of these things to this. Let's talk about that cross. That cross is the introductory paragraph, and it's what we call the follow-up statement. Okay. When you call it the outline statement, right? Call it follow-up. Maybe because it's easier for me remembering follow-up. But outline is strictly. But follow-up is easier for me. Yeah, I don't know it too much. Follow-up. So, how? The follow-up statement for this would be, we will still come there, but let's just take it on. Would be, this essay will discuss both views, after which my opinion will be emphasized. I just got to know that when I was doing my review on my own, you said that my opinion will be given. That's what we used to say.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that is wrong. After a personal review, why is it wrong? Because opinion statement preceded. Is this preceded?
One
before here. Don't try you. Preceded that follow up. And that opinion statement, you have given opinion already. The student that now follows is not telling me that you are going to discuss both of you. Then you not give your opinion. That's one that you have given.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that person's opinion? Contradiction within itself.
This essay will discuss both views and
re-emphasize my opinion. Meaning that I've given it, but now I want to lay emphasis on that opinion. So let's take that correction.
Clear
boss.
I think I'm lost.
Okay. No. I
enter that space.
You know, before, what we used to learn before was the opinion statement. This one, this I said. Discuss with your opinion. After paraphrasing.
Diamond.
Is this social that is missing? Is it 20? Yes, 20. Ah. Just tell everybody you're going to John Adolo. Enter the Adolo, you locate the place.
Just a follow that start coming. The color of the building, I think it's green.
Come on, brother, for color building. Maybe you get to a place, you will see a white bus park.
It's not a diamond estate, so it's the name of the school.
It's a school.
It's a blue and white school.
Yes, the gate is a blue and white.
Really?
What's the name of this estate? Me, I know where you should go.
Julie.
Okay, Julie.
Go on.
Oh, hold on, please, though.
Auntie Yetunde, will you? Yes. Everyone estate in me, and I love it. Hey, Parasita, get my money, Julie Estate. Yeah, so we are deeply estate here for 1 week. Hey, take the estate here, just ask anybody on that road. If I get people to go, you're going to Julie Estate. If I get Julie Estate here, hey, 1 week, and then I see John Adolo. Yes, in the enter that John Adolo. You will have seen the building, is it? It's school. It's the only school in that school. Just come down. Is it closed? So just come down. Yeah.
Where?
She
said, who is fast?
No, that's
him
walking from
the
distance.
Because they say before is when you want to give opinion, after all paraphrasing, they will give opinion. The opinion is clear that I agree or disagree.
Polake.
Which one? Which Polake?
Madam.
Come on. When I said she'll be here yes. 20 minutes.
Good morning.
Yeah, he's coming in our class. You go out.
You know the place now.
Polake with you.
Me, I don't know any of you. Ojo Tanke. I follow Ikeja now. Me, I'm not. I don't follow Ojo. No. Me, I don't know.
Hello, Falake, where are you?
Ojo Tanke.
At Ojo Tanke, Wani, tell anybody you are going to allow USA. You enter, is that Korokwe enter bus? Then this Korokwe, or if you can walk further, you will see talking at 10. So just enter anyone that is going to allow USA. Tell them you are dropping at play bus stop.
No. Yeah. What's the name of that place we stopped now? It's not in that bus. Yeah. No, you enter in Kedja bus. What's the name of that? Something
happened. Please agree or disagree. Or argument or against. Since we are choosing one point of view, we don't need to put follow up, right?
I'm calling this. So, what we are saying, what we are saying is this. We will have, after those two, whole paraphrase, opinion will have come. Yeah. This is my opinion on this. On both sides, this is what I'm supporting. Follow up thing will now be this essay will be discussing both views as you have been asked to. You know, we used to add that, then my opinion will be stated. Okay. But you have given your opinion before that statement that you're just saying. So it should be that my opinion will be emphasized. I mean, I've given it before, but I will emphasize it further. If you say it's given, it will be given, meaning that you've not stated before, and you have actually did, because you did at your opinion, you have to state your opinion.
Okay. Is that right for follow-ups? That's under follow-up.
Yes. You must have been in your opinion. Yeah. Now, saying in follow-up that I will give it is contradictory to the fact that you have given it. So, what you now say in follow-up is that I will emphasize it. So, this one said, we are not taking one side. We are going to support one side or against one side. And we are going to discuss both. We will have to discuss one, but we want to discuss both. So that you can have more value, more points, and more points. So that follow-up statement, like for this one now, is same thing for this. But this one, we cannot say that you should the same thing for this. Don't say anything. My Google madam. Leave it like that. Let the follow-up for this. The follow-up for this will now be, after I've stated my opinion, I agree. And as I'm arguing for, then just argue for. But no, me, I don't want to argue for you. I want to argue against as well. I'll now go to my follow-up and say that, not minding my agreement, or not minding my argument for this particular thing, this essay will still look at argument against it. Why? In order to make apparent basis for my decision. Yeah. The reason why that one would have sent the message to the examiner that you know you have to discuss only one. But I'm discussing both because I want to make the reasons why I have agreed more clear to you. Is it clear? That's what I'm saying. That will now clear his mind that you've understood the question. Just that you are going further, which is expected of any business. Any business to it. You don't say what I give to you is what you give back. If it's what you are doing, I'm giving you, then expect probably 50.
So that would work for argument for or against, it will work for extent, it will work for agree or disagree, negative.
It will work for the remaining. Because you have been asked to pick a side.
Yeah.
In your opinion, you make known the side you are following. Mm-hmm. When you not get to follow up, tell them that. This that I have agreed, right? This is his opinion. I will still look at the view of my opponent. And the only reason why I'm looking at it. It's not because I don't understand the question, you write that. It's not because I don't understand the question, no. The reason why I'm looking at it is because I want to make clear to you why I have taken that position. And it's by talking about them that I will make it clear to you. Don't write that on the screen. What you want to write is, I'm doing both sides because I want to make it known the reasons why I have decided on what I'm deciding. Yeah.
Sorry, I have a question.
Wait,
this is
short.
So, the one where you talk about.
Emma, you know, the local conference. After the one you know, they are the succulent gender.
In our conference,
they are the succulent gender.
Okay, so when you're talking about discussing good views and this argument for and against, they are almost similar.
They are similar.
Yes. But the part where that's, I want to really understand that.
Is that our.
Say, okay, you're giving your opinion, and then you go, regardless of my stand on this, I want
still
to
discuss.
Your I want to emphasize.
Okay, this one is not regardless. You've been told to discuss both.
You're talking about emphasis.
Because you've stated your opinion before.
Already, so
follow up without me, I will discuss both views. Before today, what I used to tell them is that I will discuss both views and give my opinion. But I don't discover that it's actually wrong. Because I've said my opinion earlier. So it should be that I will discuss both views and emphasize my opinion. Because I've given it before, so I will not emphasize it.
Okay.
Is it clear?
Yes.
No,
I'm
not
giving
my
opinion.
You must make it known. That is what I've been teaching all these days. You must make it. Don't mind that you don't make it known. People tell you, don't make it known. Don't mind them. Your opinion must be known in your introduction. Why? Why? Your examiner might not have the luxury, not the examiner, you yourself may not have the luxury of time to conclude. If you suspend your opinion to conclusion, what if you are able to conclude before the time is up? So the examiner would have read, you would have gone through your lovely write-up. Is the ecstasy would have been there, the fantasy. Expecting that, let me see him landing with his opinion. Now you couldn't land. You are.
So
the examiner now conclude for you. No. So we assume that you have not answered the question because you don't have your opinion. Must be that. But if you have seen it, or you or she has seen it in the introduction, and you are unable to land. You know what the assumption will be? And it will be that this is the end of the essay. He's not putting opinion because he has stated it of them.
So in the next paragraph, after introduction, I'd announce what we emphasize.
Next paragraph, and we'll get there. We'll
no, I think the mistake he's making is that he's mixing introduction. Under the introduction is where you have your opinion statement.
Yes.
Under the introduction is where you have follow-up. So all this is still in your bag.
Okay, we'll get to it. How we are going to turn everything this. That follow-up statement is going to make us to turn this for this. And it is that what we want to do is I want to discuss what we do, irrespective of what happens, if they give us this time. I will have, this is clear. They have asked me to discuss what we do. This is just one of you. I want to discuss two. One of them I'll say, I'll be discussing two. The reason I'm discussing two is to make clear to you why I've taken that stand. That has cleared it down on the examiner that you understood the question you have to discuss one. But you're only discussing the second side so as to clear my doubt if I have any. That follow-up, as small as it is, will make you get, will make the difference between a band 9 and band 5. Because immediately you ask to this, you ask this kind of question, and you discuss both of you, without putting that follow-up, automatically it's band 5. No matter how well you write. Because it's not justified on you, or to you, that you understood the question. And understand the question is the major thing they are testing in IELTS. It's the major. And you really understand the question. So please, let's stick with that. Now let's come to the normal discussion, which is the structure.
Can you give us an example of how the first paragraph should stand, the
examinated follow-up? Yes. In the structure, that's all we discussed. But I'm sure you are not asking for yourself. You are asking for the others.
You know that.
The background of naughty, when it first entered the English language, it wasn't an abuse.
Yes.
Actually, it was a phrase.
I know.
In the beginning, it means a phrase. This person is highly influential socially.
Mm.
Yeah, that was the background meaning of naughty. Check Webster dictionary. They'll give you the background meaning. Or try and get Encyclopedia dictionary. It's 2 volumes. Or 3,000 pages. Or 4,000 pages. 2 volumes. It's good for you. You know you are going to English now. Yetunde. Yeah. Introduction is never thing that we know.
Body, I know. You can't see.
Don't mind this one that is coming down. Exactly, conclusion. Under introduction. So let me also tell you that you can sit down here. I stayed in there going for like a year.
You
don't speak.
I don't know. but what?
Yes.
They can remove your hand and you will not know. Lie. No. They will remove your hand and you know that you are stealing your hand.
What is that?
I don't have careful.
No.
They will steal your hand. They will steal your finger. I know that you have removed it as if God has
no, they are not bad.
That's
they are not bad.
No, I'm not seeing all of them.
I'm not from Anambra.
No, the majority of them. But they are boys, not like that boy in the Lagos. Those are nice and
they are there to hold their hands.
Yes, yes. I know that this man now will sue me now in the content part of God. But the reality is, even a boy, when people are going to Anambra, in maybe it's 6 o'clock, those boys that will tell us, Use your car. They will drop those driver will tell us, are you a copper? Yes, I will go. If you're a copper, I will go. So use your car. So because the reason why we use the car is that when we get there, we will not stop you at the number one. We'll push you in the front of the barracks. So we'll stop running the barracks for you. Immediately it says that you are copper. In short, immediately they see that you are copper. They will not promise you, but they will be on the guy. They will be on their lights. If anybody moves closer to you, next thing you hear is TAPO! Because you're a copper. So then, okay, you can go. It's as simple as even in the daylight. Then, what's the problem with us? Before you open the door for you to come down, they will have transferred your load for you from one bus to another bus and put it there.
I've had it
and I've seen Koro.
Have you been to Ebo instead?
Me, it has happened to me once. Maybe 5 times. I knew it usually happened.
I have them Is that
where you have that ebony river? Go. You know that guy is
maybe
ebony river.
Ahazara.
They call it Ohafia. You know those things don't Ohafia as Ohafia. That was where I did election. I neck elections. I really did very well. Sure. They gave me three Igbo wives. When you go to some place, you fall like you. You fear for your life.
So,
the first thing is. Ali? These things are not changed. Make your introduction not more than 40 words. That's least for you. Actually, it's our opinion. It's our opinion. Nobody is telling you number of words that should be. She's a tutor. They call her Liz. Diet Liz. In short, she's an official. She officially recommended by British Council. British Council will tell you you can visit LizIELTS.com. And since then, like I said, I'm the king when it comes to true force and logic. I learned from her. So I always recommend that. Don't learn it more from me. Just get the tips from me. Go back to it. I've shared that video that I was before. Go back to that video and listen to it.
I'll share it.
You will be better than me when you will listen from direct source. I understood it the way I want to. You can understand it the way you want to. And to be good. So I learned in my exam when I saw true force are not given. 14 questions. Just smile like that. This is what I finished. 14 questions. These 14 I'll get all. And when I did, I was sure I got all. Because I had 8.5 in the name. I'm scored 9 anyway. 8.5 really means I scored 39. So that means I need just close. So when you master true force are not given, you have this level of confidence that you will pass this exam. Just pay attention to
someone
else. Now, there is no limit of words in introduction. That's why I got there. No word limits. So it's a thing of the star. I just know you know that. So the first one is hook. The hook is a general statement. We know that. What does hook mean? Who can help us out with a ballistic overview?
What's the question?
Is that ballistic?
What's ballistic?
Overwhelming.
Something that sets that is the kind of
people. It could also have a negative implication to ballistic missile.
It's an introductory statement that allows the examiner to know that you have a general knowledge of the topic.
Yeah, that's just the attention. Any other opinion? Like, we are in our lecture, the person asking, any opinion?
People anticipate to know more about them.
Anyway, generally, it's just trying to give us an overview of that topic. The topic entirely now. If topic is food, overview, you know, food, they will not, they went to talk about food, they must ask a particular specific question about food. But we, the hook will be a general statement about food generally, not minding the question. However, without losing the focus of the question. Your hook should not be dancing palumbo while your question is dancing sharp sharp. Okay, there are two different dance steps. You need to amalgamate them together. So, where we are going here is hook. Let's look at a particular topic, a full topic now that we can use for our episode. Today, I want us to. I want to play because the next exam is on the 30th. So I don't know what we can sacrifice for today. But I really want to appeal to our consciousness that please don't let me in at all. Even if that's what I will take a break. We will take a break and come
back. Nigeria is playing today.
It's 8 o'clock. So, you know, mean that I want us to really. This writing will take our time. I know. It's already taking our time. So it will take again. And I want us to do reading.
Please.
So please, let's really take our time.
I don't know.
Can you sit from there? Come on, let's pack like sanding. I don't tell you that kind that they are putting sanding, we'll not size it. But they. It's easy to. It's not the bride, no, I don't think it's the bride. I called her and gave me bride too. Yeah, no, you know what I mean? I said, I'm not the bride. I'm not thinking everything, I don't know what they're talking about. Okay. I called her before I called her. He said she's not even home. He said you are 20 minutes away. So, let's look at the topic. So, oh yeah, someone is going to be talking for this one to be like your finger.
This morning, I will eat later. The question that have Idris, please. Let's do something on argument for our ideas. Please, I want to know how.
I'm still writing. Some people have the opinion that stealing is fully out to another people.
Jesus.
We should not use that. I want to use the other side. Why order?
Just use a Southeast, yeah.
Should be mandatory, could be a mandatory component of a school program. To what extent do you agree or disagree with this?